Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're joining us from worldwide. I'm Sterling, and it's great to have you back on the channel. This show is being recorded on Saturday, November 23rd, 2024, and will actually be posted live to the channel Sunday, November 24th, 2024. As always, these shows are provided for entertainment purposes only. All the information I share with you comes directly real time through my guides, angels, extended spiritual counsel, ETs, famous people from history, so for entertainment purposes only. Also, if you just remember to like, subscribe, share, hit the notification bell, all those things really help the channel. For those that want to engage in the live streams that we do on Fridays, Pacific time zone, you're welcome to join our Platinum membership. There is a join button on the front page of the YouTube channel, as well as our website, sterlingpsychicmedium.com. And as always, if you need to reach me for a session, just go to our website, sterlingpsychicmedium.com. Look for the book a session tab. Very straightforward from there. So for those that may not or may new to the channel, we actually gather questions for these shows from our community board. Requests go out on Mondays. I think we had another 400 questions this week. My wife does go through them, breaks them out into a group of questions that we can easily manage here on the show. I think there's 64 questions today, which I'll answer for you in real time. Before I get started, I just want to offer one high-level comment before we get started here, and that is that we went through a very chaotic election cycle here recently, and my guides have said all along that they always saw that Kamala Harris would be inaugurated January 20th, 2025. I'm still holding to that. There's information coming out here. We're going through a chaotic period. I think there's a federal investigation ongoing now behind the scenes regarding the voter counts and integrity of the election. By and large, we're going through not just a chaotic time, but a time of uncertainty. So I still hold that my team was saying Kamala Harris would be inaugurated January 20th. If 45 is inaugurated, I don't see that as a long-term presidency. So I just have to tell you, going through a big time of uncertainty right now, but I'm holding to what my guide said. So I thought it was kind of important high-level discussion or point to make here at the top of the show is go through all the questions for today's show, okay? So on that note, without any further delay, let's get going on question 64 in the countdown. Hi, Sterling. Do you see Joe Biden addressing the nation to let us know about the election interference before he leaves office? Will he have a major hand in saving democracy? Yes. So I do see an announcement coming out or some sort of a discussion point in December of 2024 where Joe Biden will somehow be involved in that announcement. 63, dear Sterling and team, Dr. Mehmet Oz has been nominated to run Medicare and Social Security. He would change these programs, making Medicare Advantage the only plan and terminating the original Medicare. He also has mentioned that seniors with a pension should not receive Social Security benefits any longer. Will this happen? No, I see him proposing this, but I don't see this getting passed by Congress. So I don't know what this is all about, but it looks like it may be proposed, but then not passed by Congress. 62. Well, hello, Sterling. Will the public ever know the truth about Jack Smith's January 6th case and the documents case? Yes, by the end of this year, I feel like a lot of the information is going to come out in the public within, December of 2024. So many documents are going to be released and a lot of facts to the media. 61. Hello, Sterling and team. Who does your team see being inaugurated as the President of the United States on January 2025? And will they serve the entire term? Right. So I think we just talked about the top of the show, but my team was always saying Kamala Harris being inaugurated January 20th, 2025. If 45 gets in, looks like a short-term kind of a presidency. So again, a lot of times of uncertainty. I only relate to you what my guides and angels asked me to relay. So there you go. 60. Hello, Sterling and team and your beneficial team of advisors. Can you tell us how many states will successfully have recalls on the votes and the votes recounted by hand? So as I stated on previous shows, I saw there was a chaotic period with at least six states challenging the voter, doing recounts, and as many as 12. So still, you know, information doesn't change from my team. So I think even right after the election, we put out a post on our community board stating, you know, be calm. Not everything is as it seems. Federal investigations, six states coming forward. So all this information still stays primarily the same. 59. Hello, Sterling and team. I would like to ask, how badly are the vets, seniors, poor, and disabled going to be harmed by the incoming administration of 45? So I see this is going to slow down payments, slow down benefits. It's not going to stop benefits, but there's some sort of a slowing down. So I think we're all going to have to be really vigilant and ensuring that everything is handled correctly. But I just see like for sort of a slowdown the way benefits are, but benefits will still be released. Okay. 58, Sterling, do extraterrestrials have any concerns about Elon Musk and his ties to Putin in Russia and influence on the convicted felon 45 and all the bad characters he is assembling? So, I mean, all extraterrestrial species are watching this very, very carefully to ensure that humanity is safe, that humanity survives. They're watching that very, very carefully. So, but I don't see the world spiraling out into major world wars, okay? 57, hello, Sterling. My biggest cabinet selection fear has been Tulsi Gabbard. It feels like giving the fox the keys to the hen house. Will she get in? It does appear she's going to get sworn in as part of the cabinet. But again, I see that disruption here. So not any kind of a long-term cabinet position as it relates to if 45 is inaugurated. Again, I know big times of uncertainty right now, but I want everybody to hang with the truth, focus on the truth, that the truth gets out, okay? But yeah, it does look like that she gets in. There's a concern there, but then not a long-term in the administration. 56, hi, Sterling and team. Will the Stephen, is a Spoomore, duty to warn letter have any effect? Is the Kamala Harris campaign or U.S. government aware of it and taking it seriously? Yes, I see the Biden-Harris administration is actually using that as part of a fact-finding, as part of the overall back-end, background federal investigation ongoing here. So I do see that letter, that Stephen Spoomore letter is actually is a strong data point, if you will, in their investigation. 55 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling. Do we have an update on the war in Ukraine and conflict with Russia? Yes, the use of long-term missiles that Biden just approved, as well as some other countries, will start to sway the war effort. So this is now going to start to bring things to a head. Even though we saw, you know, some intercontinental ballistic missile tests by Russia, this is going to start to bring everything to a head because Russia cannot afford to continue the war. They are looking for an off-ramp, a political off-ramp, so that, you know, unfortunately, you know, Putin is going to try to save face in some way. But this is going to start to bring it to more of a head and a conclusion faster here. Fast means that maybe by the beginning of next year, we start to get this resolved. But remember, I saw the approval of long-term missiles by Biden would be coming months ago. My guides predicted that, Angels, and we're here now. 54, hello, Sterling and team. Does Mark Elias really believe the election was fair, or is it a front? I get he's told to stand down. So I don't know he genuinely believes it. I know in public coming out saying he think it was a fair election. But what I'm getting from my team is that like being told to stand down, something going on here in the background. 53, hello, Sterling and team. If 45 is our next president, will our youth be drafted into the military to enforce the new policies? Deportation, imprisonment of civilians or political rivals, etc., pledging loyalty to the present rather than the Constitution? If so, how long do we have to relocate? It's going to be a factor in 2025 should 45 go through inauguration, but I don't see it playing out long term here again. So it's kind of like a start and a stop. So again, a lot of times of uncertainty right now. This is the chaos that my guides were talking about for quite a while leading up and then through the election here. But it looks like it's not going to be a long-term draft situation here. 52. What do Alfie Oakes and Polymarket CEO Shane Copeland have to do with election investigations, if anything? I get they're all direct connections to the fact that the election was tampered with and that having prior knowledge of exactly what the election results would be is a striking truth point that they had pre-existing knowledge and how the election was going to be manipulated. So it's all just like another data point in a federal investigation using software from other countries, I just heard. 51. Hello, Sterling. Can you please talk about the Five Eyes and whether they have any insight into the 2024 presidential election? So, yeah, the Five Eyes are what, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, UK, USA. Did I get them all? Yeah, I got them all. It's all five. What I get is they're working very collaboratively behind the scenes, just like the power of the federal investigation I'm talking about, my team. And they actually are going to push forward with some very strong evidence. I feel even Biden had meetings when he was with the in the overseas conferences separately with major allies around the evidence that's coming out here and manipulation of the election. So yeah, the Five Eyes are completely engaged in all this investigation. 50. Hello, Sterling. Will the 45 administration go after marriage equality? So here, this looks to me like they're going to go after things like tax benefits for married couples. There is something there, like it's a financial implication. There might be something around legal rights to have to do with like death benefits. There is something happening here in that area. But again, this won't be long term. This won't play out long term. 49. Greetings, Sterling and team. My question for this week is, what can we as healers do to bring more insights and healing to others and assist our communities with knowledge of self-awareness to support oneness? So take this opportunity to send love and light to the world, everybody around you, engage wherever you can to help people in helpful dialogue, truthful dialogue. Remember that the universe is all connected and everything that we put out there energetically combines with all the other energy out there. So completely send love and light as often as you can to people around you, to the universe. These are all helpful things that kind of collectively bring this all together. 48 in the countdown. Greetings, Sterling and team. Can you tell us if the former president will be inaugurated on January 20th, or will they put this off due to the discrepancy in swing states? So, yeah, this is kind of a repetition of some of the questions we're getting here in this show. But I do see big announcements in December of 2024 that are going to kind of strike out a pathway to the getting to the truth and how all this gets rolled out. So stay tuned here. Because I, even though, as we said, even the popular vote now is not on the side of 45, it now looks like Kamala Harris actually had the majority of the popular vote. More and more information coming out here. 47, the countdown. Hello, Sterling. Will the unredacted Mueller report be released before the end of this year? Yes, I hear it. I get December 2024. A lot of that report's going to get released out to the media. 46. What was the purpose of the Chinese freighter Yipeng 3 that damaged two data cables in the Baltic Sea this week? Are Russia and China trying to damage U.S. infrastructure? What are they up to? Yeah, so I get this is no accident. This is actually part of a way to try to isolate the U.S. and prevent broader communications and communication between large global data centers. Yeah, this is all part of an attempt to disrupt clear communications with lots of allies around the world. So yeah, this is no accident. It's all part of a larger campaign. 45, hi Sterling. What lesson will the MAGAs learn from their adoration of 45? Will he fulfill all their hopes? So they're blind to 45 shortcomings right now, but as time rolls on, they see that they didn't really get what they paid for, so to speak. And inflation starts to run away, and prices go up. There are a lot of like impacts on the household, if you will. That adoration will soon turn more aggressive towards disdain for 45. So it's all part of a process going on. They'll eventually turn away from him. 44 in the countdown. Hi, Sterling. could you look at how President Biden will be feeling after the inauguration? So in some respects, going to feel vindicated, but also defeated. So kind of, I get there's like a sorrowful energy around him about he really wanted to fulfill another term, but some about vindication, about getting the truth out there. So it's a combined energy for me is what I see from him. 43 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling and team. If 45 does return to the White House, do you see veterans' health care being stripped away and same-sex marriage being overturned? Again, kind of an overlay of some of the prior questions here. There's going to be a reduction in some health care options, a recalculation of the way they kind of calculate benefits, and some sort of a disruption around, legal rights or something around same-sex marriage here. But then it's going to be all overturned. So the short-term upheaval, chaos, and then a return to like sanity here. A lot of this could happen throughout 2025. 42. Hello, Sterling. Do you see any state governments or the federal government getting rid of no-fault divorce? No, it actually appears that no-fault divorce will be very available in many states still ongoing, like California, I think Oregon, Nevada. It's still going to be around, and that's really where it's a much more fast, efficient way to go through divorce. For those who are not familiar with it, I won't go through all the detail, but it looks like no-fault divorce will be available in many, many states, and there will not be a federal guideline to get rid of it. Many states like California and Nevada will still have it. 41, hello, Sterling from Germany. Will a full-scale war happen with Russia due the U.S. giving long-range missiles to Ukraine and Norway, and Norway now entering the war? No, I see that the conflict's going to start to come to a head, but a head to try to bring it to an off-ramp. Not that it creates a larger world war, but now that Russia and Putin will realize they don't have the resource to continue, the economy, that this is like going nowhere and looking for an off-ramp. So don't see this getting out to a world war, but many countries are now going to be weighing in on this whole situation to probably bring it through a conclusion. 40, hello, Sterling. Will 45 cut Social Security? If not, will they stop taxing it? So I see Social Security is still going to be taxed for the foreseeable future. That means year, 2 years. Eventually, we get to a place where Social Security will not be taxed, but not in the short term here. And they're saying, no, I don't see that 45 will cut Social Security again. I see a lot of recalculation behind the scenes of how it's calculated. 39, hello, Sterling and team. 2 years ago, I was sleeping in a friend's guest room. I was awakened by a very bright beam of light coming through the shade. I went to turn my head to look, but I couldn't. It was like I was paralyzed. I couldn't speak or scream. I felt that I can only describe as a heavy magnet pulling my chest upwards. It felt like my skin was going to rip. It was so strong. I remember saying no, although only in my mind because I couldn't speak. I said no again, and it was like everything dropped in an instant and got dark. It got very cold. I was spooked. I went to my friend's bedroom to wake them because I was terrified by the experience. What did I experience? This was a UAP passing through the neighborhood, so unidentified aerial phenomenon or UFO. And this was actually kind of a normal surveillance pattern. I don't know why they actually stopped around your house, but there's something here that was of curiosity. But this is a UAP experience, so there's not an abduction, but it's almost what an abduction can feel like, but you didn't go through it. They weren't interested in you, okay? 38, thank you, Sterling and team. Wondering, will fluoride be taken out of the water as suggested by RFK Jr.? Is this a good or bad thing for our overall health? I've heard many contrasting opinions. I see fluoride remaining in the water supply for many, many years to come. I don't see it being pulled out, although I've heard some mandates around Kennedy. But it looks to me like fluoride, it's got decades of testing, and it looks to me like they're going to keep it in the water. By the way, I'm just getting from my team that it's helpful to humans and animals as well. So both, it's helpful. 37, hello, Sterling. Will the new ethics czar, David Hutima, looks like Hutima, appointed by the Biden administration and the Senate for a 5-year term, have much power to slow down 45? So I do see him raising many, many ethics issues across government that will like plant the seeds of more congressional oversight and debate. So let's say he will be having a good effect on the administration, but the czar himself won't actually be implementing anything, but raising like a lot of red flags, planting good seeds around ethics concerns that will spawn debate and congressional laws here. So it's actually has a very beneficial effect. 36 in the countdown. Dear Sterling and team, I live in a suburban neighborhood on the outskirts of Kansas City on the Kansas side. Two of my neighbors have pointed out an object in the northeast sky. It looks like a star, but with the naked eye and binoculars, one can see colored lights blinking around the round oval bottom. It hovers, does not move for several hours, then moves to the northwest sky, then hovers again. Is this extraterrestrial or something man-made? I get this is a reverse-engineered U.S. military aircraft doing surveillance. I don't pick up this as extraterrestrial. 35, Hill Sterling, do you see the No Kings Act being approved soon? It appears like this No Kings Act brought up by Senator Schumer, I think it is, will pass before Biden leaves office. So it looks like there'll be a big push. I guess Senator Schumer may have brought this to the floor, but a big push to get this passed before Biden leaves. And it looks like it's going to take effect. I'm not an expert, but this is like this goes hand in glove against the immunity defense that the Supreme Court passed earlier in the year. But yeah, the No Kings Act looks like for some reason it's going to get pushed through. 34 in the countdown. Hi, Sterling and team. Will Ukraine become free from Russia, or must we worry about Poland and Alaska thanks to 45 giving Putin a green light? I do see that Ukraine is going to be able to remove Russia from about 90% of its territory as this all plays out. So I don't see a direct threat to Alaska. In this case, we're asking about Alaska and what else? Poland. No, it looks like like NATO is going to get completely involved in all of this. But they're going to give, Putin and Russia, they're going to try to generate an off-ramp for them so they can somehow back out of this whole situation. So I mean, there's some concerns the world's going to get involved in all this, but I don't see, let's say, direct threats on Alaska. And Poland may have some minor involvement here and there, but not through exchange of missile fire. Okay. 33, Hi Sterling, could you please tell us more about interdimensional entities? I'm assuming most of us know about extraterrestrials. Do these interdimensional beings come in peace? Are they like humans? No, there are other life forms that are not human. They're not extraterrestrial. They're of intelligent form, but they're not extraterrestrial. They're not Homo sapiens sapien. Some examples might be like skinwalkers are a little bit of an interdimensional type of species, but they do exist in the population of entities that are out there. And they actually usually from millions and millions of light years away. So a little bit different type of species, of energetic species. 32, hello, Sterling. Will CRISPR technology rollouts be delayed because of 45's policies? It does look like because of some of the cabinet choices and some of the things going on with 45, we could see a 2 to 3 year delay in some of the rollouts. So, a lot of these CRISPR developments and gene editing around diseases were about 10 years out by the time they got all released, may still be within that time frame, but somehow some of the immediacy of the research may get delayed by 2 or 3 years here. 31 the countdown. Hi, Sterling and team. I was wondering if there was a portal in the Devil's Den area of Arkansas. There is a farmer near there that has been subject to various paranormal events, such as odd creatures crawling through his pasture, tall beings being sighted, other strange activities, most but not all of which happen after dark. No portals in this area, but a lot of energy in that area due to like several thousand people losing their lives in that area due to some kinds of wars. There's a strong magnetic field in that area, but no portals per se. Okay. But I do see like, I don't know, 1,000, 2,000 people losing their lives in that area. And energetically, that puts an imprint on that area. 30 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling. Will there be consequences for online betting sites that interfered in the election? So I see, yes. I mean, this is an extension of a lot of FBI federal investigations ongoing around some of the betting sites where they had the results of the election far in advance of when the election occurred. So that construct shows the tie-in of influence on the election that was not natural, not part of the real voting. Yeah, so I do see that some of the betting sites are going to have some difficulties with fines and even partial shutdowns. 29. Hello, Sterling. Will Project 2025 be put into effect by 45? So, the initial effects of Project 2025 have already started to get implemented into society, like the overturning of Roe v. Wade, some of the changes in curriculum in schools and education, some of the judges being put into place, like Aileen Cannon. So some of the effects have already started in Project 2025. The major rollout, what's included in the 900-page document, will not be rolled out. But some of the effects are already here and being implemented right now. It's important to note. 28. Hello, Sterling. I often wonder if people who cross over attend their funerals. Living people go through a lot to honor the dead, but does it really matter to those who have crossed over? Do they see and appreciate their funeral or memorial? So yes, in many cases, loved ones do attend their funeral memorial service. It's very true. It's not as important to them as it is to the humans left behind. They certainly see the love, the intention behind it all. But whether certain songs are sung or whether people say certain things, they're not as attached to the human experience as you might suspect. The majority of the experience in the funeral is for the living. That's who's left behind. Loved ones already kind of see our intention. They see our soul. But many of them do visit the funeral, and they get a bit of amusement out of it. Okay. And it's like a loving pat on the back. 27. Hello, Sterling and team. Pancreatic cancer is very difficult to diagnose in its early stage. What is being done to identify this disease sooner? And what can be done in the interim before longer-term solutions are found? I see artificial intelligence being used to collectively bring together a lot of scientific data like CT scans, MRIs, endoscopy. I see artificial intelligence being used to bring all this together in a way that builds a much more intelligent, meaningful picture for diagnostics. So yeah, the big advancement short term, the integration of artificial intelligence, aggregating a lot of data, a lot of testing, and also bringing large databases. So diagnostics are going to be faster, more accurate short term here before we get to real like genetic cures for that. 26. Hello, Sterling and team. Young adults and teens with Down syndrome in some rare instances are also developing a condition called Down syndrome regression disorder. This means that normally functioning Down syndrome patients lose additional abilities like the ability to dress, talk, and feed themselves all at once, like overnight. Little is known what triggers this heartbreaking condition. Do your guides have any guidance for the medical community who are desperately searching for the causes and treatments? So again, I'm not a doctor, but I get that there's some sort of advancements being made in other areas which sound like Huntington's disease to me, Huntington. And some of the advancements or what they're learning from Huntington's disease, which may be a neurological disorder, I don't know, are also leading to insights as to what's happening in this other rare acceleration of Down syndrome. So all this is kind of coming together over the next number of years here. And it looks like, I see good things around the research being done and real results around Huntington's disease. They're going to help with this kind of fast trigger around a Down syndrome condition. And again, here we're on about a decade, 10-year run here as genetic medications, in fact, genetically engineered medications around CRISPR are going to help with this. 25. What can you see regarding the alliance between Australia and United States? I see a stronger sharing of secrets and military base installations, and interaction around what they call Pine Gap. I think that's kind of the one of the secret bases there for Australia, Pine Gap. But yeah, a much stronger sharing of alliances, information, security, and even more installations of bases like US bases in Australia. There might be two there now. I'm not an expert, but it looks like some sort of expansion in that area as well. 24, good morning, Sterling and team. Who is behind all the food poisoning in South Africa? I get this is a natural disaster problem. So what I mean by that is that like pesticides leaking into the food supply, and they're going to actually figure out how the pesticides are leaking into the food supply. So I don't get this as like malintent or somebody doing this, but kind of a natural disaster occurring. Comes from maybe negligence around how they're monitoring pesticides, the use, and how they're leaking into the food supply. Looks like they're going to get this all uncovered pretty quickly. 23, hi, Sterling and team. Can you tell us about all the ridiculous appointments 45 is planning to make? Many are unqualified and unethical. Will any of them really be able to take office? So it looks like there's going to be a big push, and the majority will be able to take office. We already saw, Matt Gaetz not, exiting that whole process. Basically, fundamentally, these are all appointments that are completely, first and foremost, loyal to 45, but they also don't have high intelligence. Now, what I mean by that is that they may be intelligent in many areas, but don't have the breadth of experience in the government area they're going into. And I'm even going to go as far as say not even the critical thinking skills by following 45. Okay. So I just see a lot of appointments being made, but they're going to somehow be short term with this whole debacle of the election when a lot of the facts come out. Okay. 22. Hello, Sterling. What will happen to Elon Musk in 2025? I see he's going to continue to be a force behind the scenes with 45, both in influencing dictators and renewed numbers of space contracts, and some sort of a behind the scenes whispering in the ear of what Elon's demands are, and try to line his pockets. So this influence is going to be ongoing around 45 for quite a while. 21. Hello, Sterling and team. My husband and I are both about 50 years old, and of the first generation that no longer has pensions or can count on Social Security for retirement. Our only option is to invest in our company's 401k plans. Do you see us being able to retire comfortably? This has been called the great experiment, and it makes me nervous to bank on the stock market. So yeah, we don't give you investment advice here. I got to be very clear about that. There's a lot of transition around. I want to be careful here. We don't give investment advice, but I'll say that everybody's going to have to restructure their living situation and look for different ways to kind of leverage what they have. We're going through a little bit of a difficult period here as you go through the debacle of the election. But by and large, I see the US dollar still surviving. That's important. I don't see banks collapsing, but everybody's going to have to re-navigate, renegotiate how they go forward here. And that means also additional sources of income, sometimes having to take an extra part-time job. So I can talk to it in that sense, okay? 20. Hello, Sterling and team. If 45's tariffs take effect and everything goes up in price, as much as economists predict they will, how will that affect the economy, and how will 45 supporters react? So I get this is going to directly affect living costs as much as 10 to 20%. So we're going to have a fluctuation here in living costs, cost of living, and eventually this is going to create the big turnaround and a lot of 45 supporters realizing they didn't get what they were paid for. So that's very important to know. Absolutely. Okay, 19, the countdown. Hello, Sterling. Lately, I've been following some fascinating developments, the weakening of Earth's magnetic field over the South Atlantic and the object NASA detected approaching Earth, which seems to be under its own control propulsion. Additionally, the US government has initiated its ET disclosure program. Do you think these events might be connected? No, not directly connected. They're unrelated events. I don't see the object that NASA identified me with the James Webb Telescope as being intelligently controlled. It might be like 10 light years away. The shifts in the magnetic fields around certain areas they're talking about here, magnetic field ongoing. Now, these are all unrelated, but they're important to the evolution of humanity here, that's for sure. I always saw the James Webb Telescope would be very important to new introductions, new advances, new discoveries. Don't see this member as an intelligently propelled object, the one that's 10 light years away. Not unrelated, but all important events to the evolution of humanity. 18. Thank you, Sterling and team. Will there come a time where COVID won't be circulating in the community? Will the virus become less severe, or will we need to take regular vaccinations to protect ourselves? I worry about my children getting repeat infections. So, reading on C19 COVID for years here on this channel, I always saw when it would kind of move from a pandemic to an endemic, where we had to kind of manage it on an annual basis, like a flu shot. So it's going to be with us for quite some time in terms of the evolution, the mutations of the virus. This will be ongoing for humanity as like an annual flu shot. So, yeah, this has kind of been all predicted and it's kind of rolling out now, just as the way we saw it would. 17. Hi, Sterling and team. Will there be a cure for interstitial lung disease? Not long ago, my brother was diagnosed with this. Right now, there is no cure. I see all pulmonary lung diseases getting a very quick, fast research proposal thing going on here. A lot of pulmonary diseases for people. And again, this is where CRISPR and gene editing is going to come into play. But I almost see them like having success testing some of these new medications on mice. And then we've got a number of years here for it to roll out. So this particular interstitial lung disease, part of a larger category of I'll call pulmonary diseases being worked on. You can see for some good advances in 5 to 8 years in this area here. But I am seeing even right now, my team saying even like advancements around mice, testing of new vaccines. 16, hi Sterling and Sterling's guides. If 45 is inaugurated, will we lose access to birth control? So the access to contraception therapies will probably be reduced in many, many states. That's true. But then I see it's like a pendulum swinging back and then access come back. So a number of states, this will be an issue and then it will come back into availability. 15, hello Sterling. Now that Elon Musk has won 45's full confidence, even though the general public seems to have its doubts, will Elon claim to have an in with extraterrestrials to boost his clout with the public? Has he ever actually had any personal contact with ETs? No, I don't see he's going to lean on statements of access to extraterrestrials. In fact, I don't see he has direct access to extraterrestrials. So that's not part of the overall plan of the universe right now. So I don't see them, I don't see him coming out with a statement, nor do I see him having direct access to extraterrestrials. 14, hello Sterling. Is it possible to get kicked out of your soul family for decisions made here on Earth, or are our soul families fixed and permanent? So you can't be kicked out of your unique soul family of thousands of members. That's an ongoing, that's part of the way it's set up. So no, you don't get kicked out if that's the question. But you do certainly learn the lessons you're supposed to learn when you cross over, go through a life review. That's all very true. 13, hello, Sterling and team. Do your guides feel Merrick Garland intentionally slow walk 45's prosecution of the documents case because he's a member of the Federalist Society? No, I don't see he slow walked it for that reason, but I do see that he saw tremendous headwinds in government and federal agencies and being able to push some of these cases through due to those agencies being compromised. So he realized tremendous headwinds was not going to have a level of success, and that's why there's a bit of a pullback. 12 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling and team. I'm curious to know if a person can reincarnate into a different race, and if so will it be evident in an ancestry DNA test? Yes, you can reincarnate into any race you desire. You're still connected to your extended soul family on the other side. But remember, when you reincarnate, you actually come into groups that are familiar, associated with your extended soul family. So everybody that's around you, regardless of your race, your friends, spouses, bosses, even family members, they're usually all connected with your unique soul family. So yes, in some respects, the DNA tracking, the physical DNA will show some alliance around certain types of individuals. But remember, people do shift over races. So your spiritual DNA and what you record lifetime to lifetime, your spiritual DNA can be very different from your physical DNA. Okay. 11. Hello, Sterling and team. When you go through a life review, are you on your own when it comes to finding out the reason why you made people feel the way you made them feel, or do you get told why you made those people feel the way you made them feel? So you're always assisted in your life review. The whole intention behind a life review is to learn and incorporate the life lessons that you're supposed to learn in each lifetime. Okay. So you are assisted by guides and angels. They really want you to learn. That's all the purpose. But you, in turn, also have to kind of feel what you put out there, how you made people feel when you're on Earth, all the good, all the bad. But you are assisted with moving through those lessons. Number 10 in the countdown. Hi, Sterling. Is the Ben Gurion, Ben Gurion Canal that will cut through Palestine the real reason for Netanyahu's war in Gaza? And did he know beforehand of the attack on innocent Israelis? No, I get the eradication of terrorism was the primary reason for a lot of the events that happened after October 7th. I do see that was it the Ben Gurion Canal, a tremendous commerce reason for pushing forward with that. That was always a kind of a behind the scenes reason for keeping the move forward with the conflict, because that's like a big commercial benefit to that region in competition with the Suez Canal. So it wasn't the primary reason for the conflict, but it's almost like once the conflict, started, eradication of terrorism, then this is also something we're going to bring forward because they're a big commercial benefit. Okay. 9. Hi, Sterling and team. Do extraterrestrials have genders like we do here on Earth? If so, how do the gender roles play out, if at all? I'm assuming gender roles for ETs would be very different than ours. So yeah, they all have genders, male, female, all the different sexualities, LGBTQ plus. They don't think about the way we do here. They think about a very natural occurrence in life. So they do have gender roles. There are mothers, women, fathers, male, and all the other differences in sexuality, but they don't put as much importance on it as we do down here. They don't look as a difference. It's just the way society is structured. So I hope that answers that question. 8. Dear Sterling and team, is telekinesis an ability that is possible for humans to possess? Yes, I mean, this is all the ability of people to physically move objects using their mind or spirituality. It's actually your guides and angels that help you do it. It is a talent. You can develop it. Some people come down with that talent fully developed, but telekinesis is real. It's actually your angels and guides helping you to move ob physical objects with spiritual energy, a soul energy. You know what's interesting? It actually is closely dovetails with the ability of some spirits on the other side to throw objects. So you could be in certain environments, look at some haunted houses where objects will be thrown across the room. That's an extension of telekinesis, but coming from the other side, the other direction. So there's a bridge, if you will, between the spiritual, the heaven dimension, and the physical dimension that allows interaction with physical objects. So it's all very true. 7. Hi, Sterling and team. Do you see the military brass caving into 45? Will the military become weaker as well as 45? No, not weaker, but in many cases, I do see the military will refuse to carry out certain instructions from 45. So I do see the military not caving, but actually becoming stronger in some instances and standing behind what's right. 6 in the countdown. Hi, Sterling and team. Marjorie Taylor Greene, MTG, is calling for a national divorce. Once again, stating the red states should divorce the blue states as the blue state governors are committing treason by following the Constitution. What do you and your team see happening with this? So I don't ever see this taking any real shape. This is like throwing ping pong balls at a cruise ship. They just bounce off. This is just a lot of like mud throwing, but my team, I don't see this ever happening. Five in the countdown. Dear Sterling and team, it is obvious 45 is flooding his cabinet with seriously unqualified nominees, and it appears to know what he's doing this. Is he doing this to exhaust Congress and get them to accept at least some of these very unqualified people without a fight? Will he succeed? No, he's doing this to get complete loyalists into the administration, right? Ones that will never question. So some of these are intelligent people. They're highly unqualified for the government positions they're going in. 45 realizes that, but he's looking for the loyalty element, okay? So it's not really good. Long run, this won't succeed. Four in the countdown. Hello, Sterling. Will San Francisco Mayor-elect Daniel Lurie make significant positive changes to our city and find solutions to our ongoing problems of homelessness, drug addiction, and mentally ill people living on the streets? You know, it does appear to me he's going to make significant changes and really put a lot of good programs in place that will start to turn around the homelessness problem, drug problem, inner city commerce. It looks like he's going to make some very good methodical, like long-term changes here. So I congratulate him. I think a lot of these changes you'll start to see taking occur in 2025 starting. Three in the countdown. Hello, Sterling. Do you ever see full protection for leaks surrounding Social Security numbers? Okay. Will any bills be passed that require facial or fingerprint recognition before applying for credit in the future to ensure that identity theft doesn't occur? Yes, I see many, many new safeguards in 2025 coming into effect, including blockchain, distributed ledger backends, multi-factor authentication, fingerprint, biotechnology. A lot of this is going to start to get implemented in 2025. I absolutely see this. And number two, number one, I always take notes before I start the show, so I'll read those back to you. Number two, what do you see coming up next week? New 45 cabinet picks that are derailed and new cabinet picks that are selected for 45. New federal investigations into voter counts and new states requiring vote recounts. New Five Eyes information regarding Russian interference in the presidential election cycle that will be brought out into the media. So we talked about the Five Eyes, right? The five countries that are involved in kind of worldwide security. New Biden administration announcements of legislation like the No Kings Act to safeguard democracy. So a lot of things happening next week. Number one in the countdown, do you have anything your guides want to share? Do not engage in conflict. However, look for ways to help in today's society by being available to listen to those who do not share your views. This will help to create an environment that encourages peace, love, and understanding, and helps us move through this time period in humanity. So on that note, that concludes the show being recorded here on Saturday, November 23rd, 2024, posted to the channel Sunday, November 24th, 2025. Again, if you want to engage in our live streams that occur on Friday mornings, Pacific time zone, you can join our Platinum membership. Join button on the front page of our YouTube channel, Sterling Psychic Medium, as well as our website, SterlingPsychicMedium.com. And for those that want to book a session, it's very easy. Go to SterlingPsychicMedium.com. Look for the book a session tab. All very straightforward from there. And this note, I'm going to send out a lot of goodwill to everybody listening worldwide and tremendous love to you and your families. Take care. I will see you all again very soon.